Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
A couple months ago we talked, you know, you were committed to Mitch being the guy in 2020. You guys have had a couple months now to meet. New coaching staff has come in. Is that still the commitment that you guys, that he's going to be the guy?
To be clear, yes, it is. We believe in Mitch. You know, Mitch knows he needs to be better. We need to be better around him, and that's our goal.
Middays on the Score.
Well, there you have it. That's the message sent to any prospective quarterback coming here to be QB2, despite the fact that they talk about competition. It doesn't seem like they are setting up to have an actual competition, though they pay lip service to the idea of it.
Well, if they bring in a quarterback that they actually want to use to create a competition for Mitch, then the conversation will change. Ryan Pace will say, yeah, well, you know, listen, we want to create competition. We're trying to win football games, and everything we do publicly is so that we set up the best situation for ourselves internally. And when we talk to free agent, we talk about our setup, football schemes, and toolbox of skill sets, whatever the hell. I don't know why they're making this harder for themselves, but they are. You can get through that. They can thread that needle. They can figure that out if they have the desirable spot for whatever quarterback that they want to come get. If they've laid the foundation for whatever QB2 they want to bring in to actually compete with Mitch, they're able to do it.
Well, don't you
but
think
it's harder.
If you're representing one of these potential quarterbacks, I want to know, are you picking up the fifth-year option?
Hell yes.
You have to be straight up with me on this, because that will affect that commitment, that actual commitment.
Do you have $24 million committed to the guy that my client has to beat out?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, the money talks. It's why Prince Amukamara's gone. It's why Taylor Gabriel's gone. It's why every effort, I think, is going to be made to lessen the $13 million cap hit attached to Leonard Floyd, which, by the way, is a guy that at this press conference last year, at the Combine presser, where Ryan Pace actually spoke, that's where they announced that Leonard Floyd's fifth-year option was getting picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there are differences in the potential CBA that's coming around, and that may change the fifth-year option. There's some uncertainty there.
But they didn't hide behind a calendar.
No. And they didn't. And you could have hidden, if you're Ryan Pace, you could have had an honest conversation about the uncertainty around the CBA. You could have alluded to that. You could have let people know that, hey, listen, we got some extenuating circumstances here. It's different than it was last season. It's different than it was with Leonard Floyd. Instead, here was the question that Ryan Pace got asked as it pertained to Mitch's fifth-year option, and here's his answer.
Where are you at in the decision on the fifth-year option on Mitch, and what factors are you considering? Is that?
Yeah, really, for us, that decision isn't triggered until May, so right now our focus is on free agency and the combine.
What factors go into deciding that as you go forward towards May?
You know, everything's internal as we think through that process and as this whole thing comes together. And again, we'll make that decision in May.
Does the proposed CBA affect that at all, or would that only be for new contracts?
No, it doesn't affect that decision.
He might be wrong on that.
Well, it won't affect his decision on it, which we'll deal with in a second.
But it should affect his decision on it if it's fully guaranteed.
If he doesn't know whether it's fully guaranteed or not, yeah, it absolutely would. I don't know how any decision in the NFL, which is so much about the guaranteed money attached to players, wouldn't be affected by whether or not there's $24 million fully guaranteed or not.
Wait, does he think people don't know that contracts could be grandfathered into this newly negotiated possibility?
I don't think that that's true. I just think he's trying to underscore the fact that with that statement that we want the best quarterback out there and we're willing to do what it takes to have the best quarterback out there. And I disagree with his assessment that Mitch Trubisky is even potentially the best quarterback out there.
What about his,
whether it's for the coming year or the year after that?
How about his assessment that Mitchell Trubisky is accurate and he can process?
No, I don't think so. Because about an hour after he said that, Matt Nagy said he has to learn to process better.
Mm-hmm. Again, he said that he has to drill down on film to know what he's seeing. But hey, he's accurate and he can process. I disagree.
So do I. I mean, so do I. Here's one more thing from Ryan Pace's presser that I want to bring back before I know we were getting Matt Nagy's full conversation with the press at the Combine in just a couple of minutes. So we'll have that for you in full in just a bit here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We don't want to miss a thing. But Ryan Pace also talked about the draft and the picks he expects to have. And again, it's going to be, according to Ryan Pace, 2 second-round picks, a compensatory fourth-round pick, a 5, 2 sixes, and 2 sevens. Okay. That's 8 picks in total.
Okay.
Here's how he addressed those 2 second-round picks.
Without a first-round pick, once again, what are the challenges of finding a real impact guy just not picking in that first
For sure. I think, it's a strong draft. With us having 2 twos, that's impactful for us. But we're projecting to have 8 picks total, but having 2 second-round picks is impactful for us.
Impactful for us. Maybe it's not the same language, and I'd like to check it with you, Dan, but when Ryan Pace talks that way about draft stuff, trading up comes into my mind yet again.
Oh, that's where you're going with. I was wondering.
And I told you that I would have news for you about a quarterback the Bears talked with at the Combine. How would you feel if I told you that Jake Fromm told reporters that he has met with the Bears? Jake Fromm, Georgia quarterback, SEC champion.
Why wouldn't
they? Tiny hands, but who gives a damn? He's won before, and he's succeeded in one of the toughest conferences, the toughest conference in college football. They should meet with him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
They should meet with everybody.
I feel good about it.
I don't think there's a reason to read too much into a meeting, but...
No, probably not. I mean, they didn't meet with Mitch. I mean, they notoriously kept all of their contact with Mitch to this other different area of things and met with other quarterbacks instead. I mean, it was the whole thing was a dodge, but they've met with Jake Fromm.
The 469, I'm not sure where that is, but it's probably at a place where there might be a toxic leak of some kind.
Ah.
Because the text says, what if he's publicly boosting Mitch as a way to boost his trade value? come on. No.
Dallas, Texas.
The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Everyone loves riding the Zamboni on the ice in front of the Chicago Wolves crowd. To sign up for your spin on the new Turtle Wax Ice Box, visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
I think that texter might have been a Zamboni. It's entirely possible.
A sentient Zamboni?
I don't know about sentient.
A driverless rogue Zamboni like Christine?
Oh, my God. Trade value. I mean, I guess you could include him in some sort of move. But if they wanted to completely wipe clean the quarterback room, they would have done that already so that they could be pitching free agent quarterbacks and trade prospects. I'm not ruling out the Derek Carr trade. I'm not ruling out the Nick Foles trade. Both would be difficult, but you've created at least enough space for yourself to move and add that in. You would have to create more, but you have a starting point.
So the NFL apparently, according to Mark Grody, has apologized indeed for the audio difficulties that we had in bringing you Matt Nagy. We have Matt Nagy now, so you can hear what the Bears head coach said.
Starting off with Bill Lazor, it's been exciting in the last couple of weeks being able to go through the scheme eval and go through some things and get some ideas and his background of where he's been at as a coordinator and his expertise with that. You know, we have a relationship that goes back several years, so that part was good. John DeFilippo, again, we go the whole way back to college. We were quarterbacks against each other and competed. And him coming in here, I have a lot of respect for him as a quarterback coach. Moving Dave Ragone to pass game coordinator. is I think really, really good for Dave and his growth in this league. I'm big on having guys grow through us, and so that'll be a unique opportunity for him. Clancy Barone coming in as tight ends coach, and then Juan Castilla, who I was with in Philadelphia. So excited about those. We can talk more in depth later, but I just wanted to update y'all from the last time that we talked here in Chicago. So, you see a lot of these teams that are moving into these different types of positions with coordinator roles and expanding in some of that. For us, we're still kind of working through that. The one thing that I really like is, people say, is there too many cooks in the kitchen and all that? I couldn't disagree with that more. I think that for us, there's a lot of great ideas. For me as a head coach, what I'm trying to do is I want to become the best possible head coach I can be. And by doing that, having guys around me that I can delegate and give things to is important. So whether we don't have the run game coordinator title, but we have guys in Juan Castillo, Clancy Barone has a great background in that. Bill Lazor can oversee really everything. So, we're all having great ideas. John DeFilippo was a coordinator. So I'm just trying to use all of those and balance how that works together. But I'm doing a lot of listening, and I think now's the time to do that so we can collaborate, figure out what went wrong last year, and let's fix it. Let's be about solutions. Yeah, I'll be calling the plays, and we do have a lot of guys that have called plays. And so for me, y'all don't get to see it because you're not in the meetings with us, but a lot of times we'll talk through, why would you make this call or that call? And that's growth in myself, too, as a play caller. I learned a lot last year in so many different ways, on and off the field as a head coach. I learned a lot as a play caller with players, how they work, with scheme, with coaches. And so I'm at a point right now after 2 years in this role where I'm just so fired up and excited. I feel rejuvenated, and I feel I'm refreshed in a lot of different ways, and really just taking on a lot of thoughts. Well, there's a big consistency. First of all, his experience, he's been doing this a long time. I can remember my first year in my first role in Philadelphia, just the amount of conversations that we had, whether it was a run game, pass protection, blitzes that people are bringing. His expertise in football is second to none. And so I have a lot of respect for him and how he does things. Just the last several weeks that we've been together talking scheme-wise, it feels really good. I appreciate a lot of simplicity of where he's at. And the consistency too. So it'll be fun to get going on that. Yeah, he's had a really cool path as well. He's, again, worked his way in this league for a long time as a quarterback coach, then went on to be a coordinator. And now he's at a point where we've always talked about working together. And so what I see with him is somebody, and to each their own, but he's a guy that comes in as a quarterback coach that there's going to be real big with drill work, with fundamentals, with really seeing the field. And we talked about with Mitch with processing and being able to understand that. He's an expert at that. And that's no slight to Dave, because Dave's in a great role now of schematically in the passing game. But sometimes, for all of us, if you hear a new voice, sometimes it can help. And I think that Flip is I like his aggressiveness as a teacher. And you guys are going to see that in camp. You're going to take notice in that. With Flip, just the way he teaches. I mean, I think that sometimes with all different positions, I'm not just saying the quarterback, but with all different positions, you can say, okay, we're going to take the gloves off, right? And we're going to get at it now. And I think that Flip in his DNA has that, and you'll see that, and you'll take notice. Yeah, well, we're doing that now in the off season with the blend. So taking different ideas. We're thick in the matter of fact, and we're getting together here in a few hours to even get at it more. So scheme wise, what did we do well last year? As a team, offensively, we know we struggled in a lot of different areas, but we're about fixing it, okay? If we're okay with what we did last year, then we're in the wrong place, and we're not. So we gotta fix things, and so how do we do that? Well, we get good minds together that talk it through. We're real with each other. This wasn't a good play. This wasn't about the players. This was about the coaches, right? And when you can do that and show accountability, then you continue to build that trust. And so our goal is to be a lot better offensively, and if that's less is more, then great. And whatever that is, we'll work through that the whole way to training camp. But with all those coaches. Yeah, say that again? Yeah. It is, but just like every most staffs too, there's a lot of input on game day, on where you're at, where you're going, and so you know the trust is there, and I'm fired up about it.
Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, how important is it to really figure out early on what you guys are?
Probably, Jeff, I think that the word identity, you hit it right on the head. As we go through this offseason right now, we need to figure out offensively what is our identity. And I think more specifically, too, in the run game, we struggled there in the run game. And so we got to figure out what our identity is, and that's going to be an objective for us. And then last year, as you heard me say, sometimes it takes 5 or 6 weeks. I feel like personally that's always the case, but I think there's a sense of urgency for us going into this year. It needs to happen sooner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had at the end of the exit interviews that we had with those guys. I mean, I meet with every single player and every single coach. And, you know, you get some valuable time with them and spend some time with Mitchell and him understanding us, basically just talking through what he needs to do here in that time that we're not allowed to be together. And the one thing that he is able to do is get onto the film on his own and really hammer through, you know, what he's looking at. Now, I think that for him, the processing part is what you have to get to a point to where you're so obsessed that no matter what you're doing, you're always watching film. I mean, we're at a point now where, hey, in these next several months before they get back in here, April 20th or whenever that is, he's a complete expert at knowing he needs to know it better than me. And I think that's the goal. And he'll tell you that wasn't the case last year. That's not a slight on him. He's in year two of it. But I want him to make sure that's where he gets to in the future.
We're hearing from Matt Nagy, Chicago Bears head coach, as he met the media today in Indianapolis. There's some good stuff there about offensive identity, trying to figure out this team.
Just, I think, some more direction in regards to the process. And when I say that, he is young still. And I know we keep saying that, but he is. But you also now, you give direction, and now he needs to follow it. And that's going to be what we're really focused on is making sure that he does that. And don't worry about results. Who cares? Worry about the process. And if he does that, we'll be in good shape. Well, I think like most players, the more touches you get, and you saw some of that last year, the more comfortable they get. It's like a shooter. The more they shoot, the more rhythm they get into. He's a very talented kid. I love his hunger. We talked every year last year about how much he learned each week in practice of what this long season was about. He can do a lot of different things, and we know what his strengths are. We know what his weaknesses are. Could we have helped him last year with getting him the ball more? Yes, absolutely. That's a part of the identity. So what we're going to do is focus in, number one, on as a staff, schematically, how can we get better? And if we start with that, then we can worry about the players. I know that right now I feel very good with the players that we have, and we all need to, everybody, starting with me, need to be a lot better.
So what traits are you looking for? What traits are you looking for in a second quarterback? I know you and Chase falling back a number of years. He's no longer that second quarterback. What are you looking for?
Yeah, just I think in that position, and we're working through all that right now because it's that time you look for leadership, you look for playmakers, and it's like anytime you have the quarterback position, everybody always talks about accuracy and decision making, but they're all a little bit different and they all have their strengths and weaknesses. We say, and I know Ryan said it, but any type of competition that we can have that pushes whoever's in front of them is what we want. So I want whatever it is. Now, it's hard because of you know, when you're in this process now of who they are and that sort of thing to answer that. But we love competition. If you're not creating competition around your whole roster, you're not pushing your own guys. So it's hard to answer that question. Yeah, I want everybody to feel that way. If you don't, you feel content, then you play content. You don't have that chip. I think everybody on our team, I had a lot of different individual talks with players, and I'm not going to get into who they are or where they're at, but there's some guys, and they know who they are, that could play with more of a chip on their shoulder. And that's the part to me that going into this year, I want to see if they have that chip. So to answer your second question, Coach Castillo, here's the best part of him is he pushes you like none other. So when you get out to practice and you see how hard he works these guys, he's going to push them to their brink. But at the same time, they're going to know that he fall on a sword for them, right? And I think that you feel that. I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it in practices. I've witnessed it, in meeting rooms. And that's very important for those guys. So they'll come back. This will be our third year together. And we know that, again, even in those positions, we're going to have some competition rolling. Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever we need to do, you want to do that. And so now that I've had 2 years with this personnel and kind of building it and knowing who we are, it's so much easier to watch Scheme Eval and know what this guy does well, that guy, his weaknesses and his strengths. And so now with that, it's not fair to force them into something that I do. Now, if you can get some of it that you do well, let's keep it going. But this is a clean slate, and we want to make sure that we give everybody the best opportunity. Yeah. I do. And when you say, unwavering, you're coming down here. This will be, his going into his fourth year. And for us, if we all think that that's what we want from him from last year, then we're fooling ourselves. He knows that. We know that. But at the same time, we need to be real what's around him. And that's where we're at. And I know it's hard sometimes for all of us to understand that. And you see what's going on, with the instant gratification now. But there is a process for us. And so now I do know that Mitch is very hungry he understands that we want him to play better. He understands that we want to coach better. So now we cannot worry and dwell about what happened last year. If you do that, you get stuck in mud. We can't do it. It's clean slate, and now we got to get better for this year. Yeah, right. I'm sure there is, but again, I think that it was different with Chase coming in regards to really knowing our offense and becoming a little bit of an assistant coach as well. But every situation, every year, every team is different. So whatever it is, just looking for competition from everybody, I think brings the best out of them. So I hope he would be.
You mentioned two more guys, two more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a couple things here, Jeff. So to me, that's the fun part is making sure that you're able to do that. Now, the one thing don't lose on Coach Reed is Coach Reed in Philadelphia ran a true West Coast offense, not running that anymore. So he's been changing, right? And so being able to change to your personnel, when we had Alex Smith, we brought in a lot of the RPO stuff. And now he's got Patrick, and they're doing their things. And so to each their own, and it worked. But that also took a little bit of time, right? I remember coming in 2013 in Kansas City, the year before they were 2-14. And it took time, and now 7-8 years later is a Super Bowl. But there's a foundation there of players that has been created over time. And that offense is not the same than what it was when I was there 2 years ago. So that's fun. And now having new ideas from new offensive coaches and what they have, I got to tell you, I'm absolutely loving it right now.
Last one, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so with the guys that we had, last year, and with the guys this year with Trey and Shaheen, is just the availability, and it was a struggle for them. So we want to continue. We want to make sure that that U tight end, we like looking for a guy with mismatches. That's the word that everybody uses with that U tight end, but having the ability to do some blocking as well. So that's a point of emphasis for us. You saw we signed Demetrius the other day. He's well-rounded, can do a lot of different different things. At the same time, you know, he knows this offense, the terminology, the verbiage. So he's excited. We're excited. But that's certainly an area that we want to get better statistically for sure. It's big for us. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Nagy earlier today in Indianapolis, the segment brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. Love your kitchen again with new appliances from Grand Appliance and TV. Get extended President's Day sale pricing plus an additional 5% back on top appliance brands. Learn about these exclusive savings and more at grandappliance.com or a store near you. We're both listening, taking notes. A couple things that I think are of substance in there from Nagy.
Yeah, indeed. The insistence of Mitch Trubisky being able to attain a next level of play based on those around him, this is kind of a theme that both Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy hammered home. I get their willingness and insistence to clean the slate, as it were. Still no commitment either way on what another quarterback competition, what a quarterback competition at all might look like. They're just not there, and they're just not open to talking about any of those things yet.
And there's a similar way of describing two of the new offensive assistants that may inform the reason for the purge. We'll get to all that and more and some phone calls. 312-644-6767. Reach the halfway point of this show because we're here till 2 doing the Lawrence Holmes show today as well. At some point, we got a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys, Gary Clark Jr., and the Marcus Kings Band at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on July 25th. You've got to be listening for your chance to win. You've got Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As we go through this offseason right now, we need to figure out offensively what is our identity. And I think more specifically, too, in the run game, we struggled there in the run game. And so we got to figure out what our identity is, and that's going to be an objective for us. And then last year, as you heard me say, sometimes it takes 5 or 6 weeks. I feel like personally that's always the case, but I think there's a sense of urgency for us going into this year. It needs to happen sooner.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday when they host Illinois at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Yeah, it better happen sooner than that.
Yes!
Well, this year we're going to try to learn our identity. How about figuring it out before training camp starts and then putting in plays that help you play to that identity?
You know, you and I both kind of lost it last year. Was as Matt Nagy kept telling you, "Well, we got time to figure this out. We got time to figure this out." In the NFL,
that's why there are 16 games.
It doesn't feel that way. There are only 16 games. There's not a spring training or something. The games in the second half of the season don't count for double, and there's not quarter points. You know, it's just there's not a way to get back into this thing other than winning a whole bunch of football games. And that's I think it's nice to hear that they still understand that an identity offensively is important. I think that there are some issues with generating that identity from as many sources as they seem to be to want to involve here in terms of how many coaches they've got working. I think still there's a conversation about whether or not, you know, Bill Lazor's your guy, considering you've hired John DeFilippo, what was it, the day after when you found out that Flip got released from his contract in Jacksonville. You know, you went from, okay, Lazor's our offensive coordinator, he's the dude, and this guy's free. So you hire him, and then you create this kind of different structure. Granted, it follows league trends in making a passing game coordinator, an offensive coordinator, and a quarterback's coach, and you kind of spread some responsibility around to some other coaches. But, you know, the quickness of that hire, it kind of makes me think, well, maybe DeFilippo's going to be in charge of a whole hell of a lot more here than just the quarterback room.
And what did he say exactly about DeFilippo? Did he say gets in your face a little bit more?
Yeah, we have the cut in how Matt Nagy kind of talked around, talked about DeFilippo and his involvement in the offense. Here you go.
We've always talked about working together, and so what I see with him is somebody, and to each their own, but he's a guy that comes in as a quarterback coach that there's going to be real big with drill work, with fundamentals, with really seeing the field. And we talked about with Mitch with processing and being able to understand that. He's an expert at that. And that's no slight to Dave, because Dave's in a great role now of schematically in the passing game. But sometimes, you know, for all of us, if you hear a new voice, sometimes it can help. And I think that Flip is I like his aggressiveness as a teacher. And you guys are going to see that in camp. You're going to take notice in that. With Flip, just the way he teaches. I mean, I think that sometimes with all different positions, I'm not just saying the quarterback, but with all different positions, you can say, okay, we're going to take the gloves off, right? And we're going to get at it now. And I think that Flip in his DNA has that, and you'll see that, and you'll take notice.
Okay, well, that's good.
Interesting.
A little more active, and I don't know that if he's impugning the aggressiveness of Dave Ragone and how he coaches, and maybe Dave Ragone, when he said schematically, he's going to move X's and O's around,
yeah,
and there won't be as much people work as there might be now with DeFilippo.
Well, listen, you got to buttress DeFilippo a little bit here, right? Because he's got a reputation as a bit of a hard ass, right? I mean, listen, he goes from the Raiders 2 years there, 3 years, the Raiders quarterbacks coach from 12 to 14, then the Browns OC. Then the Eagles quarterbacks coach for 2 seasons. Then the Vikings OC for 1 year. Jacksonville for a year. I mean, he's bounced to some different places. And I would not be the first person to tell you. Many other reporters have said the same thing, that personality traits, those of John DeFilippo, can grate on some people at times.
Okay, well, great. Juxtapose that with the commentary on Juan Castillo, where he said he's going to push guys to the brink. That's what Nagy said today. I think he said, you're going to see it. He's going to push guys to their limits. He's going to push guys to the brink. Has he made a full, like, hard-ass turn here on the staff?
You know, it's interesting. A text from the 312 came in. And by the way, the text zone's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online. RosenHyundai.com. This text came in. It says, what I heard was Fangio was our red ass, our edge. We lost that last year. Flip and Castillo may provide that for some. I like that idea. I mean,
wrong side of the ball, though.
You know, well, I guess it's never bad in that sport to have an edge set by somebody. You know, I mean, you can teach that way, regardless of what side of the ball you're on, correct? I mean, you can still have that imbued in people. And if you believe that, you know, Dave Ragone, as much as you like the way you say he pushes X's and O's around, you like his ability to grow within your franchise. But if he's making things a little too soft of a landing for Mitch, and now they, like everybody else, sees 2020 as put up or shut up for that quarterback, for number 10, for Mitch Trubisky, then you may have to have someone that's able and more so willing to drive that message home.
Yeah, he could.
And maybe that's not something Dave Ragone was willing to teach.
But that's a big risk now. And this gets back to...
Aren't they taking a big risk, though, if Mitch is involved in this offense at all?
I guess.
There is a risk there.
And this comes back to the fifth-year option that you could... And this could be boom or bust. You'd say, look, we've done the coddling thing. Maybe this is a turn to, we're going to turn up the heat a little bit. What did he say? Turn the screws or something like that, or take the gloves off.
Take the gloves off. That was it. Yeah.
If they're taking the gloves off, I'd say, you know what? Damn it, Mitch. We're done. Figure it out.
No more gloves for you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Sink or swim. We have to find out if under pressure you're gonna end up being who you are or not. You can't pick up the fifth year option under the new collectively bargained full guarantees, because you could have just a puddle of nothing left over from this if he crumbles.
Well, regardless of $24 million next season, not the 2020 season, but 2021, you may have a puddle of goo. And the fact of it is, if you're going to push hard and you're going to find out whether that guy melts, then you better have a different kind of quarterback ready to back him up, because I don't think the Bears should be willing to give away next season if they find out their quarterback isn't a guy that can take that kind of dialed-up heat.
All right, so you heard him say that DeFilippo can take the gloves off. DeFilippo's not afraid to be aggressive. Let's get the actual comment about Juan Castillo.
First of all, his experience, he's been doing this a long time. I can remember my first year in my first role in Philadelphia, just the amount of conversations that we had, whether it was a run game, pass protection, blitzes that people are bringing. His expertise in football is second to none. And so I have a lot of respect for him, how he does things. Just the last several weeks that we've been together talking scheme wise, it feels really good. You know, I appreciate a lot of simplicity of where he's at and the consistency too. So it'll be fun to get going on that.
Yeah, there was a different comment where he literally said he's going to push guys. He said he's going to push guys to the brink. It was a different cut.
Well, we'll look for it in the next couple of minutes here. Talking Bears on Bernstein and McNutt. We have heard from Ryan Pace. We have heard from Matt Nagy at the NFL Combine. An insistent and repeated trust in Mitch Trubisky to develop to the level they hope him to develop to. That's kind of underscoring all these comments here. It makes me a little uneasy. I want to know how it makes Bears fans feel.
If they could be pushing all in here. They could just be saying, all right, this is it. And either he's got it or he doesn't. And we're gonna make sure we find out soon. I guess those comments about knowing your identity, how much of that is knowing whether or not the quarterback can play earlier?
A lot of it better be.
Right?
You got to find out what he's got and whether the work he's done on film helps him determine whether defenses are coming after him or sitting in zone. Because he couldn't do it last season, and he struggled to do it in his first year with Matt Nagy, too.
That's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We also have some White Sox talk coming here. We got some news. Bruce Levine is learning that there have been initial conversations between the White Sox and Yoan Moncada on a multi-year lucrative deal for a guy who got MVP votes last year, as a 5-win player last year. He might think that this is just kind of where he wants to be. So we'll talk with James Fegan at 1 o'clock about that. We got these great concert tickets, too, for the Black Keys and Gary Clark Jr. You're going to be listening if you want to win. You have the score. I can't believe it's already upon us, but the 2020 Charity Poker Championship benefiting Children's Oncology Services and Camp One Step is Thursday night.
It's 2 days from now.
It is. We are in final preparations, and the room is filling up. Every year you do this, every year you're like, oh, yeah, I want to play poker on Thursday night. I want to help the kids go to Camp One Step. And then it takes you forever. The next thing I know, I walk in and I say, wait, how many people are here? What's going on? So get registered. I urge you. Don't be part of the late crush, because there always is one. Let's get it started earlier as we get these final spots filled, the final high roller spots. I think there's like one or two high roller spots maybe left.
Increased demand.
Yeah, but if some come in, we might be able to make another full high roller table, but we got to know the numbers. Go get registered at camponestep.org. It is camponestep.org. All the information is there. The tournament structure is there. The tournament waiver is there. All your paperwork can be done, so you can walk in the room, just give your name, and you'll be ready to play. The entry fee is still just $275, and for a World Series of Poker play-in, that is a bargain. Multiple rebuy opportunities, multiple add-on opportunities, all you can eat and all you can drink. We've got fabulous food. We've got high-end booze. $75 spectator ticket if you just want to come and do that. But
sold.
I urge you to help these kids, all of these wonderful kids. We want to be able to say yes to absolutely everybody who, upon being diagnosed, we know that a doctor at a children's hospital can say, you know what, guess what? You're going to be going through some stuff, but you're going to camp. You are going to camp. And the way we do this, and they can splash around in Lake Geneva and get dirty and take off their prosthetics and take off their scarves and stay in a cabin at camp with kids who are going through what they're going through, and help put some positive structure into their lives with all that they've been enduring. This is how we do it, by playing Poker. It's one of our biggest fundraisers. We want to have you there on Thursday night at Galleria Marchetti. The winner goes to the World Series of Poker. Go right now. Please get registered. If you know poker playing friends, let them know. But we want as many people as we can get in here. We'll have the best tournament we possibly can. Really looking forward to it. It is camponestep.org.
Going to be a fun night. Looking forward to being there and watching everybody win a whole bunch of poker hands or lose a whole bunch of poker hands. We can have a drink just to enjoy ourselves.
And you can play some blackjack. If you're a spectator, you can hang out. Yeah, we have blackjack for prizes and stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm definitely in for that. Reacting and kind of going through the Ryan Pace press conference from Indianapolis today, the Matt Nagy press conference from earlier today. Y'all have some input here too. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number. Here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. A reminder, we are extended today. We're going until 2. We're covering Lawrence Holmes' show. He's out of town. Back tomorrow, I believe, but not here yet. So we've got you for the next 2 hours.
He's back next Monday.
Back next Monday. Oh, I apologize. There you
go. Matt Spiegel's in the next 2 days, and then Hub and Olin are in on Friday.
Well, that's wonderful. That'll be a lot of fun. Here's the thing. I keep going back through the Ryan Pace press conference, and Matt Nagy's to a lesser degree. Mostly because he talked so much about the new coaching staff on the offensive side of the ball and a lot of more specific issues. And Pace was hit with more of the Mitch Trubisky question. I keep thinking he's just not committing at anything because he just chooses to not commit to anything. And I don't think that makes his job easier when it comes to talking to free agent quarterbacks or talking to other teams about their trade potentials. You know, to bring in a quarterback here that can take a job from Mitch Trubisky. But I think that's what he's doing. I think that's what his track record says. And I think if anything, you just keep hearing the same old talking points because that's easier for him to get out and easier for him to work through than it is to admit that they're mulling over change.
And harder to criticize. That's the other thing. He's always finding a way to stay away from a body blow that could be levied against him when he covers all these different bases and diffuses everything. And you know what? Now that I hear this, what's endemic to the Bears is this lack of desire to confront some of these things. Everything's collaborative. Everything is everybody. Everything is everything.
When you everybody have love everybody.
All of these offensive coaches, and we're figuring that out, and everything around me. That's why you have a head coach say it takes 5 or 6 games to figure out our identity.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why, is because everything is this swirl. You collect coaches, you collect plays, you talk about this and that and balance and who are we and what do we do in this room and that room. It is the head coach's job to say, you know what our identity is? I'm going to tell you right damn now, because I'm the head coach. Here's our identity. Here's what we're going to do. Now let's get set to do it. Let's go right now. Let's get on with it.
I think you're right. I think there's a...
So passive.
There's a cut, too, where Matt Nagy talked about instant gratification in this league, and that's where we're at now. And
you're damn right. It's football.
Yeah, it is. He kind of said it to deride that a little bit, to look at guys like Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and, you know, other rookie quarterbacks, not that those were rookie quarterbacks last year, but others who stepped in and actually performed to a better level than Mitch did in his third season. That's okay. That's if you're going to follow league trends, if you're going to actually use the skill sets at hand for your players, it's okay to demand instant gratification. It's okay to demand better from a quarterback in year 3 than you got from Mitch Trubisky. And it just doesn't align to keep talking about this process that you're in when the rest of the league skips by this process, wins a couple of games, and gets a playoff win on the way.
But are we all talking about this process just because Trubisky sucks? I mean, are we looking at a chicken and the egg thing here? If all of a sudden Trubisky were good, or if they drafted Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson, are we hearing all this gobbledygook about process and identity?
It all comes down to whether you think they're true believers in Mitch or not. And as we talked about with Mark Grody, and as everybody on this station has talked about, pinning Ryan Pace down to anything close to are you a true believer in Mitch Trubisky is that's the holy grail. Nobody knows what he thinks about him, really. I mean, he keeps giving you this line, but if he takes this offseason to actually bring in quarterback competition, he gets roundly applauded by everybody, even people who back Mitch Trubisky, because even they see, well, yeah, he ought to be pushed some. And Chase Daniel wasn't any good last year, so I guess bringing in a quarterback that's not Chase Daniel is at least something. So he keeps this last move that's going to get everybody back and behind at least the decision-making process that he's in, if not the actual wins or product that gets put on the field.
That's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got another 2 hours of extra Bernstein and McKnight show as we sit in for Lawrence Holmes. More Bears talk, going to be White Sox talk as well. There's also a baseball story that MLB.com put out that I guess I don't quite understand. I find it kind of odd. And they select a certain kind of player for every franchise. And the guys that they selected to fit a certain description for both the Cubs and Sox have me scratching my head.
We will get into all of that. We'll take a couple phone calls and what the Bears said in Indy as well. It's Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.